A barn burner this past week in Pennsylvania 18. Emerson Poling, the first to catch the Democrat shift. In the archives, episode 32 on the Emerson College Poling Weekly Podcast. And here live on the Emerson College Poling Weekly Podcast, the architect of the most accurate poll, Emerson pollster Professor Spencer Kimball. Good morning, Spencer.
Well, good morning, Larry.
Still in the midst of Marijuana March, and we're going to get to that, of course, but any final takeaways from Lamb's win this past Tuesday?
Well, what we saw Tuesday night, I think, is generally more excitement from the Democrats than the Republicans. And this really plays out in the different counties. There was four counties in the district. Three of them went towards the Republican candidate. One went towards the Democratic candidate. But in the one that went for the Democratic candidate, Allegheny County, they had a larger turnout than normal by about 3 percentage points. And that really is the difference in the entire election. Had it been a normal distribution of the vote, even with the switch of the vote in Allegheny towards the Democrat, the Republicans still would have won. But because they had more people vote, that really suggests that come 2018 in these midterm elections, that the Democrats have a lot more fire in the belly, at least at this point. And we'll see what happens come November 6th.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll certainly have a lot of time to talk about it.
Well, we do have that special in Arizona,
yeah,
the Arizona 8th. So we might be able to see if there's any difference there at the end of April.
Well, it is Marijuana March at Emerson Poling, as we know. And to get to that, it's not just a popular topic here in the U.S., but both south and north of the border, the issue for both Canada and Mexico is at the forefront, as it is here in the States. And Spence, you have completed a few surveys in these countries, and in the spirit of the topic, please share.
Sure. Yes. So we've conducted studies in Canada, the United States. We're working on one in Mexico. And these are actually going to be presented on Friday, March 23rd, at the United Nations or the United States, Canada, and Quebec Age of Trump Conference, sponsored by the Canadian Studies Program, and it's being held at Bridgewater State University. So I can't give away all of the numbers right now, but I'll give you a little sneak peek at some of the trends that we've been finding, and then next week we'll be able to disclose and release all of those results. So the first thing that I think is important is the age distribution. Now, that's kind of obvious to most people. Younger people are going to be more supportive of marijuana than older people. But we see this in both countries. So 18 to 34-year-olds overwhelmingly support legalization. Then we get to the over 55-year-old, and they are opposed to legalization. And then there was a second major trend that we see, and that deals with educational attainment. Those with higher education, no pun intended, are more supportive of marijuana than those with less education. And my thought when we saw these numbers was perhaps people going through the educational system in both countries are being exposed to marijuana more at that undergraduate level. They're seeing people using the drug and then saying, well, I guess it's not as bad as maybe they had expected it to be based on their mediated account of it and what they've learned throughout their lives. And so perhaps that's an underlying understanding of why we see this pattern amongst the educational side and not in some of the other demographics.
Well, I know you got the conference, but I'm still going to pick at you. Maybe I can even get tickets out of it. Politically, what did you learn?
So we looked at the president's favorability and the prime minister's favorability. And then we wanted to see how those folks were supportive or opposing of marijuana. So with the Trump favorability, those who supported President Trump in the United States, they were more opposed to marijuana. It's not 80-20, but there was a slight plurality of Trump supporters, people that liked the president in this country, that were opposed. And what we looked up in Canada is the same thing. There is, out of the Justin Trudeau supporters, those who find him favorable as the prime minister, there's a plurality of those folks who are opposed to marijuana. So when we think about, some of the what's happened in the country lately with marijuana policy and let's say, New Jersey or in California, obviously in Colorado, where you would think that you know, there is large spread support amongst an entire political party. I think it's more split, as I mentioned earlier, by the age gaps and then with political parties. And that's something that we're going to see play out in the United States in these elections. It's going to be interesting to see, because based on this data, it explains why the Trump administration is on the fence about what to do. And currently, Jeff Sessions is opposed to marijuana legalization. But as we've seen, that can all change on a dime. And it looks like the movement is towards the legalization of marijuana in the United States. But politically, it might not be there, because we're talking about older voters, and we're also talking about the president's base voters, and those two would be antagonized by the legalization. So for the time being, this suggests that it'll probably be a slower pace to federal legalization in the United States.
That's an interesting point. That's something I'll definitely keep an eye on, as many will do this summer. We'll get you one final question, put you on the dime, as we always do. Overall, what do you think the countries want, Canada and the U.S.?
Well, the polls suggest closer than I expected, but both suggest that a majority support legalization in both the U.S. and in Canada. And it looks like in Canada, they slightly support it more so than the United States does, but they both are more supportive than opposing overall. And remember, this is national surveys, not registered voters. So we obviously have looked at that issue. But on the bigger picture, what do people really want? It is fairly split, leaning towards the legalization.